Support for Food for Thought comes from PCC Natural Markets, offering programs designed to strengthen communities, including food bank donations, childhood nutrition education, and fundraising opportunities. 9 neighborhood locations. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com/community. Healthy foods, healthy communities.
Stein, for a long time, when people said to me, bring something to a potluck, or I'm coming to dinner, I'd say, what can I bring? They'd always say bread. I make rolls. I make that no-knead bread. But lately, I've been into bringing dessert. So my question for you is, if I invited you to my house and you said, what can I bring? And I said dessert, what would you bring?
I'd bring a key lime pie.
Really?
Because I'm confident that I can make a good one. And I have one of those crinkly pie forms, the removable bottom.
Yeah. Oh, I know what you mean. And do you use the, what's the name of it, the Key West stuff in a jar?
No, you can get actual key limes now. They're not from the Keys. I think they're from Mexico. But you can buy real key limes. Not always, but in the store.
I'm impressed that you actually do it from real key limes. I mean, pretty much everybody I know who makes key lime pie uses the stuff in the bottle.
On top of that, just to add to my virtue points, those things are only about the size of ping pong balls. So you got to...
Do you have a miniature citrus squeezer that you have to...
No, you know what I got? I don't even use those glass ones anymore. I know the kind where you... It's like this little thing that opens up, and then you cut the thing in half and stick it in there and then squeeze the handles together.
Oh, see, everybody needs one of those like $1.99 wooden citrus reamers.
I just use this thing that you squeeze together. It's like that, only you squeeze it together. Together. Are we getting off track here?
We are so getting off track.
Let's talk more about dessert.
Let's do. For a time, I always brought tiramisu. You know I make a great tiramisu.
Oh, you do.
I stole that recipe from Sale when I worked at Sale Alago, and I proudly make it. It's really easy. And more recently, that pie doctor, Barbara, I wrote about for the Times, who taught me how to make a galette, a pie crust, really.
Mm-hmm.
So crazy about that pie crust that I now do it every chance I get. But recently, you know, I was asked to come to a Seder and bring dessert. And I thought, well, what can I make that wasn't like a cake? And Mac and I used to make something called rum pot. When I was growing up, we called that a compote, you know, from a compote?
Yeah, that's like squished up fruit.
It's squished up dried fruit that's marinated and macerated. Yeah. And yeah.
You're talking to a fruitophobic here. So
yes, I'm sorry, I forgot.
You don't mind if my lip curls a little bit?
No,
please go ahead. I'll tough it out.
So I had this wonderful like food porno Italian cookbook called, you know, one of those Italian, the beautiful cookbook or the culinary journey or something.
Yeah.
And had a recipe for this stuff that we made years ago. It's very simple. And if you're really nice, I'll give you the recipe. You can post it.
I don't want it, but I know that all the listeners will want it.
So there's all kinds of dried fruit. There's prunes, peaches, raisins. I threw in some dried cherries because I had those too, dried apples. You cook it for a while in orange juice and some little bit of sugar and water, and then you add rum, and it can sit in your fridge for like a week. Well, it can sit in your fridge for a month. It gets better.
Well, what's the consistency of this stuff?
It's a you know, dried fruit.
Oh, it's not like a liquid or anything.
Oh, for God's sake, no. It's just
little fruit goobers.
Oh, stop it. And what's really wonderful about it is if somebody comes over unexpectedly, you can offer them dessert with a little vanilla ice cream. Doesn't get much better. Whipped cream. Mac even puts some in his oatmeal. It was delightful.
Okay.
Or you could eat it straight. It's great for old guys like you. There's prunes in it.
You're going to give the recipe that I can post it in the Food for Thought thing at kplu.org.
Yeah.
Okay, eaters, that's where it'll be. Don't miss it. I'm Dick Stein.